Welcome back. Let's head down to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, for that is where we will find Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared, I haven't said that in a while. Good to see you back down there. What are you watching?
Hey, it's nice to be back down here. So let me just make a few comments. The first day back in a couple months, we just had the state lift some various requirements that allows us to get together in a little bit more confined space as the numbers ebb here. And it's nice to see. We got a lot of people on the floor, lots of pictures being taken. So back to business, finally. Let's talk about the market. S&P 500 kind of rising here. We got a nice surge, nice momentum, nice broad-based sector mix. We got consumer discretionary up over 2%, financials, industrials, tech, all outperforming. So you got the value and the cyclical trade moving up together. That's nice to see. However, we're going into an ideal short zone for some of the short-term shorts, bears in the S&P 500 in the broader market. So first hour of trading on Tuesday, as I like to say, very important to watch to see if there's a trend reversal. But barring that, if we get above 4,500 again, it looks like that breakdown over the last 2 days could be a false breakout. Also taking a keen look at the Bank of America B of A Global Fund Manager Survey. And as you guys were noting earlier, especially Julie, the broadest, least allocation to tech, least overweight since 2006. I think that's very telling about what we've seen in the first 6 or 7 weeks of this year, which has been a very violent pain trade out of tech and into financials and energy. May be overdone. You got to respect Michael Hartnett's team. They do a lot of contrarian work. And if they're saying go long bonds and short commodities, that's going to at least raise a few alarm bells in my hand. So I think tech's never going to get old. We have a lot of earnings still on deck here, so we'll have to see. It's really all about the Fed, isn't it? It's about interest rates. It's about the inflation outlook. We got some heavy numbers this morning, but I have to think, and I've been saying this for a couple weeks, we're either at or near close to peak Fed hawkishness. So any kind of dial back going to be a nice surprise for the markets, but we have to get through some economic reports, not the least of which is another CPI print before that next critical Fed meeting, guys.
So great to have you as our resident market whisperer, Jared Blickery. Good luck down there. We'll check back with you later.